John Busby with a Culture Buzz, and joining me now is an author who is celebrating her debut novel. Anika Rana has written a book called Wild Boar in the Cane Field. This novel is fascinating, to say the least. It's a captivating story, and there is so much rich context here. There's kind of backstory that I am going to pry from Anika in the course of our conversation here over the next several minutes. And I am looking forward to hearing your perspectives. In fact, as we were chatting before we started sharing the conversation with you folks out there, Anika has promised she will even read a passage from her book. And once you hear this wonderful creative speak, you will say, well, John, we really want you to be quiet. We want to hear Anika speak because she has a lovely speaking voice. Anika, welcome to the Culture Buzz, and thanks for taking time to talk about Wild Boar in the Cane Field.
Thank you so much, John. This is an excellent opportunity, and I really appreciate it. The book that I have been wanting to write, the story I've been wanting to tell for many, many years now, began in my childhood in Pakistan. I spent 8 years of my childhood in a village, on a farm, and it was one of those unique experiences, not only because of how I interacted with the space, but also me getting to know people whom I would, if I had lived in a city, I would have never got to know, and lifestyles that have pretty much stayed fairly similar over the last 30 years that I've been in the U.S. And every time I go back to Pakistan, I meet with some of the folk that I grew up with. But the lifestyles have remained fairly stagnant, even though there's been a lot going on as far as technology is concerned and other things. But these people, particularly the women that I grew up with, I wanted to share their story and to open up a window to these lives that are so unique, and these women who, despite whatever faces them, they are able to respond to the situations that have been thrown to them sometimes, or that they are born into, with a lot of joy and a lot of passion and a lot of humanity. So that was the seed of the story, my own experiences. But then, you know, I didn't want to write about myself. I wanted to create a world, and that is why I ended up writing this world of magic realism, because our lives, as factual and as objective as we would like to pretend they are, there's a lot of magic in our lives. And I felt I needed to portray that magic of this world that I have created by using the metaphor of the fly. And the last section of my story, of this story, is told from the perspective of the flies that we see at the beginning of the book, covering the baby Dara, who is found on a train by two women, Safia and Bhaga. Safia, who is a landowner, and Bhaga, who is a maidservant. And these two women take in this baby Dara. And the story is Dara's story, and it's from her perspective, and Dara means star. And she is that star that is looking for love, she's looking for family, and you get to know her, and she's not a victim, even though you might consider a child who is found in a situation like that. She makes sure that she controls her life as much as possible and avoids the stigma of what she has brought, you know, how she comes into the world. And then we see all these other characters that interact with Dara and are all to some extent struggling to find their way in the farm that they're working on, whether it's the Malvi, who is a religious leader, but he's struggling to find his own family with his wife, who has had many children of her own, but none of them have survived their birth. And so you have all these characters, and the three brothers who are Dara's playmates, and their struggles as well as how they connect with her and how their lives intertwine. And I think for me, one of the most tender relationships is the relationship that Dara has with her friend Maria, who is a Christian. So there's this interplay of the religion of the majority, which is Islam, and the religion of the minority, which is Christianity. But the intertwining of their cultural and religious beliefs and showing how they're all struggling to make the most of the world that they're in. So that's a synopsis of the story without giving away too much about what happened. So I'm hoping when readers pick up the book, and the book is being launched next week on September 17, I hope when they read the book, they are able to engage with people as human beings and people who have aspirations and motivations, and their relationships of how they try and find themselves.
You have definitely conjured a literary piece of magic in your writing. You love storytelling as a vehicle, I know, just by reading your on your website. And folks, you can get a better understanding who Anika is if you go to her website, anikarana.net, A-N-N-I-Q-U-A-R-A-N-A.net. I'll say that again, A-N-N-I-Q-U-A-R-A-N-A.net. And it will give you more insights into what she's about. I love what some of the advanced praise is saying about your book. Here we are gifted a world that is vibrant and richly imagined. The narrative voice is tender and patient in its portrayal of how tradition touches modernity, how the ancient sway the imaginations of the young. And that was from Shante Sekaran, author of The Prayer Room and Lucky Boy. And I'll probably sound like a doting parent if I read another one or two, but one thing we were talking about is you reading a passage from your book, and I think this would be a great time to share just a taste of what you have captured in your wonderful novel, your debut novel, Wild Boar in the Cane Field, by Anika Rana.
Thank you so much, John. So what I'd like to read to your audience is a section where Bara is being proposed to by Malik, who is one of the youngest, child of Paga. And he is on the spectrum, and she has, she's in a quandary. Her marriage is being arranged with someone who is abusive and already has a broken marriage. And she feels an urgency of doing something because she slept with Malik's elder brother, and now she's not sure what she should do. And she is still a young teenager at the time. So in this scene here, Malik is, and Zara are sitting outside. It's a hot, hot evening, hot night that they're sitting, and you will hear the proposal. I heard a bus in the distance. And then, closer, probably near the village, a dog whined as if something or someone had hit it. Sultan would have made a good husband, he continued, in the same monotonous tone while he puffed on his cigarette. Sometimes when I stay guarding the buffalo at night or when I sit in that room in the middle of the cane fields, I think of him and think of our father. He was a good husband, too. That's what Amma thinks. But he died before I was born, and that means I didn't really have a father. He puffed some more on the cigarette until he reached the butt, and then he sucked on it, taking in the magic that gave him strength to vocalize his thoughts. This was the first time I had heard him lead a conversation, and I wondered what had encouraged him. Then, as if the power of the cigarette needed to be bolstered, he dug into his pocket and pulled out a bidi wrapped in dried leaves. This is better, he said, as he lit it, sucked on it, and handed it to me. I took a puff, not knowing how it would affect me, but by now I didn't care. Malik took the bidi back and continued smoking it, pausing briefly to add, so you don't have a mother, and I don't have a father. Maybe I should marry you. The moon had risen higher in the sky and shone directly on his face. Or maybe he had moved, or maybe I had moved. I wasn't clear about what was happening. was it only that afternoon that the Malvi had come to finalize my marriage plans, when I had decided to take my fate into my own hands, but it still evaded me, and now Malik was giving me a way out. I could escape the destiny that others had chosen for me. I could create my own. We sat in silence until the beauty was finished. Something shuffled beneath a chameli bush. The white buds would bloom the next morning. Through the haze and darkness, they looked like flies in white funeral shrouds. I was back in that morning, the morning of the chameli garland, of the snake scare, of the pretend wedding, of the violent death of Sultan. The smoke and the fumes built up bile in my mouth. I didn't know where to turn, so I threw up the potatoes and roti that Maria had shared with me that afternoon on the chameli bush. And that is the marriage proposal that she gets.
I just love that there's just such a lyrical flow to your language, and it just draws you in, folks. Go to your local independent bookseller and ask for your copy of Wild Boar in the Cane Field by Anika Rana. It is a wonderful debut novel. I mean, there are writers out there who are on their 10th novels and they wish they could only achieve what Anika Rana has achieved in Wild Boar in the Cane Field. She has a marvelous website where you can learn more about this wonderful person, this wonderful creative, I'll put it that way, anikarana.net, AnikuRana.net, anikarana.net. I love what Afshan Khalid, educator in the Beacon House school system in Pakistan, says about your book. Wild Boar in the Cane Field is a powerful, honest, and engrossing account of a range of relationships and human emotions set against a typical South Asian rural backdrop, an arresting narrative of a sensitive adolescent girl who grows up looking for her identity. It pulls you in. Rana has a flair for vivid descriptions of interests and fears, social taboos, and aspirations. I like that quote. I wish I had written that for you.
Thank you. I appreciate anyone who has kind words to say.
Well, it's you love storytelling, and you really pour yourself into it. It emanates from your each and every page that you've written here, because that is what it's so important. There are so many universal elements of your characters, especially of the women in your book, that, you know, I identify with, and I've never been to Pakistan. I've been here in Iowa most of my life. So it's fascinating you're able to do that, because when you tap into that universality, it's just marvelous writing.
Thank you. I also feel what has inspired me, the writers that have inspired me, whether it's Cisneros in The House of Mango Street or Elena Ferrante and how she talks about Naples and in My Brilliant Friend. Those are stories that I feel, particularly from strong women writers, that are stories about families and people which anyone can connect with at any level, in any culture, in any country. And so even though the setting here is Pakistan, I do appreciate that you can connect with it sitting in Iowa, and I have had others who have read this and felt the same way, that it's a similar story that we can all engage with, granted some of the nuances and the cultural details might be unique to Pakistan. But in general, the stories, I have tried to focus more on the characters rather than creating a plot, which sometimes becomes, not to say that life is not fantastic and kind of strange things happen in life that, you know, stranger than in fiction, but I did want to, as I wrote this story, I wanted to go deeper into the characters and understand why people do certain things, and I think that was one of the joys of being a creator of this novel was, you know, I'd wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and make myself a cup of coffee, and it was still dark. And so I would now be in this world where I was, you know, wondering, why is Tara behaving this way? And why, you know, would Malik respond in the way he's responding? And what are their inner feelings? And trying to distinguish them from me as a person myself, and, you know, trying not to put myself into all of these characters, but trying to keep them unique to themselves and their own motivations and their own, you know, needs of life.
Well, you have done a wonderful job in doing that, Anika. You have avoided putting yourself into the book, but you infused your energy and your passions into the book. And that's what makes Wild Boar in the Cane Field such a special novel, folks. Make sure you get your copy. Anika Rana is my guest. She has a wonderful website, anikarana.net, AnikuaRana.net. Get yourself connected with this book. It'll be a wonderful read. Anika, thank you so much for your time. You've been a delight.
Thank you. And you have made it really easy for me to talk about my book. You're one of the first few people that I've really talked to in such a formal way. So thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Well, when the second novel comes out, just know that there's an open microphone waiting for you here on the Culture Buzz.
Thank you so much. There is the next novel will be A Sanctuary for Dancing Bears.
There we are, folks. You heard it here. Anika, I look forward to that conversation then. In the meantime, folks, get your copy of Wild Boar in the Cane Field. It's a wonderful debut novel by Anika Rana. Thank you, Anika.